Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Eric Sparrow, the owner and the individual behind the movement called Sparrowism. I wanted to start one of the first podcasts that I did with an acronym that has helped me essentially when dealing in difficult times with individuals that may be difficult, and also being able to make sure that I take the necessary steps within me to make sure that my greatest enemy, which is my inner me, is at peace, is tranquil, is in a place where I can be able to be positive, peaceful, and productive. And you'll notice through this podcast that I give things in threes. And the acronym that we're going to break down today is going to be CARE, C-A-R-E. And how do we care? How do we make sure that we're essentially there for the individuals that we're helping out, and especially going through this, you know, time, this journey, the negative things that are happening with the COVID-19 and the pandemic, and just how do we relate to individuals and make sure that they know that we care and that we're understanding where certain individuals are coming from. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into it, and I'm going to start with the first C in CARE, and there's three words. There's going to be three main words that stand out to me when we first run into situations and circumstances, and they're going to be stay calm, cool, and collected. The first thing, when I look at calm, I think of the fact that we have to, before we try to cool the situation down, we have to find that sense of calm within us. We have to make sure that our emotions are in check and we're not unstable. I always look at emotions like the liquid in a glass or liquid in a bottle, and how shaky those emotions can be, and they're very unstructured, they're unformed, and really the structure is the bottle, the thought process that we go through. Now, just like a bottle or a can that has a hole in it or a crack in it, what happens is some of those emotions seep out. So we have to make sure in the first step that we're calm. Secondly, once we've been able to structure ourselves individually in a calm manner and focused and even killed, not having the roller coaster of our sound be like, well, the thing that I am trying to say, when we have those emotions in check and we're able to give more of a balanced approach and more positive, then we can look at cooling down the other individual. When we're looking at through that process, and in my life coach training, I have a lot more that goes into those two. This is just to give a preface and an understanding of these different steps in here. Stay tuned. There's going to be some training that will come out, and it'll be on some of my sites for the Sparrowism movement. Now, once we have calmed ourselves, the other individual, we've gotten to a point where it's a cooler situation, then we can look at collecting. And collecting each other on a balanced level, staying calm, cool, and collected, and making sure that we collect the facts. There's an old saying, facts over feelings, right? There's a lot more that we can do to structure our thought process around the facts of the situation. And then once we assess the facts, it's easier to delve into, okay, well, this is how I interpreted this. And from the interpretation, the interpretation is the gateway, is the bridge to our emotional onset. So the fact may be that someone forgot to give us a call, right? That's a fact to us. And we interpret that we're frustrated now because they just forgot us. They forgot to give us a call. And then on the actuality, and I've had this happen before, it's not that they forgot. It's that their phone died or something else happened. So there's a fact that we have to collect in order to understand that the emotional onset that we had that was leading from what we interpreted and what we thought the intent was it accurate? Even though the fact was that we didn't receive a call. It wasn't so much that they forgot, but it turns into, oh, you forgot to give me a call, but yet there was another stronger, solidified reason as far as fact that keeps us from that emotional onset. of going too far. So definitely in the first is the C, calm, cool, collected. And again, I'll go into a lot of these more in depth when I have the training that I put out. Now, the next is going to be A. Now, this is something that has been heard a lot, used, I'm sure, especially from a motivational onset. A majority of you, if not all of you, have heard of this. Attitude, not aptitude, determines altitude. And during this time, a lot of people want to know that they are valued, that they're heard, that they're understood, that they're not misread, and they're not misled either. So it comes down to the old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So your attitude towards individuals is what unlocks the door to their thought process, soaking in what you're saying. A lot of times when I'm a certified trainer as well, when I would train on different aspects or from my business background, working for different companies, I would always interject laughter and make it riveting. And before the individuals in the classroom knew it, they were getting the material because they were tuned in. They were honed in on the positivity. They were honed in on the attitude that was more of gratitude, that was more of happy, that didn't just drag on and take forever to go through the class with no energy, no enthusiasm. Those different things, and I gave away some of my ease there, those different things helped to solidify more of a learning experience, because especially when you're trying to lead individuals, train individuals, teach individuals, what you're teaching isn't as much of important as how the individuals that you're teaching are being taught. There's three main styles of learning: visual, audio, and kinesthetic. And when we talk about, you know, visual speaks for itself, audio, but the kinesthetic, I'm more kinesthetic. Even now you can't see me, but I'm moving my hands. I'm speaking with my hands. I look like I'm conducting a symphony orchestra, because when I have something in my hand as far as a pen, if I'm writing, that energizes my thought process and it gets me to really soak in what I'm learning. The old saying, soak it in like a sponge and don't be a rock, right? And it helps me to do that. So when we have the proper attitude and we're open and we understand how people learn, that is the way to go. And the knowledge will come, the knowledge of what we're training. There are many times I got into a training and I may not be the best subject matter expert, but I was the expert to how to train the individuals that were in there. And that in itself opened the gates for me to learn as well as for them to learn. So attitude, not aptitude, determines altitude. So when we look at the R, this is really huge for me as well. And it comes back almost to the C's that we started with. But this is more of a, okay, we've understood that we have to be calm. In situations, we have to cool down the other person. We have to collect the thoughts. We understand that our attitude is just as much, not even more important. Our attitude is more important than even the aptitude, the knowledge that we're bringing that can help us both to elevate. Now that we have that understanding, we go to the R's, which the first one is going to be relax. A lot of times we get into situations and we get so tense, we get so uptight, and we aren't relaxed enough to be able to really assess what and how we need to teach and train. And the relaxed part, this is really a simple part of the process in the three R's. It takes us to a point where we have to recognize. So once we've relaxed ourselves and we've making sure that our emotions of what we don't know, of what we may not understand, or what the few things that we don't know, because sometimes the 20% that we don't know, it just clouds all of our thought process, clouds our ability to feel that we can really propel and give information and be insightful. And we know 80% of the information, but it's the 20% we focus on that just has us all out of whack. When we relax ourselves, we're able to recognize more so what are the things that we don't understand as much and what are the things that we need to be able to assess a better understanding between the people that we're teaching or helping or leading, to get to the third R, which is to resolve. We have to understand, you have to know what you don't know before you can try to resolve it and put together a strategic plan is more the recognizing point of aspect of the part of this. So when you really truly get into the recognition, and I said recognition, I actually got ahead of myself. It's just that, though. The recognition comes from what you understand and what you've understood from your thought process and making sure that you have the right information. And then you get to the point where you can be able to resolve. So now the ease. So efficient enthusiasm and effectiveness. So when we look at being efficient, efficient is about making sure to deliver information in a timely manner that's going to really have us to be more effective. Now, with it being efficient, when we speak of efficient, a lot of times there are so many different, I've heard, speeches, podcasts, Facebook Lives, different things where it just seems like it's so spread out and it's leading up to something. And sometimes you can lose the level of my second E, the enthusiasm. You can lose that enthusiasm / energy on the fact that you're not getting to the point. And those are different times and things that we all have to look at as far as, yes, we may want to stretch something out, but how can we get it to someone in a timely manner? We live in a microwave society where, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm an air fryer guy, fry guy, microwave guy. I use my oven, yes, when I want to really slow cook something or use the crock pot for a slow cooker. But a lot of times we're on the go. We're trying to make things happen so quickly in our society. So it's good. And just like this, I've got my thought process on 15 minutes and then we're out, right? But that efficiency is going to lead to that enthusiasm and that energy. That energy, that drive, that enthusiasm is what helps us be able to produce at a high quality level and not drag things out and make sure that we keep the excitement and the understanding of the individuals that we're working with. And, you know, the effectiveness, really, truly having that effectiveness in what you're doing is insurmountable. It's amazing, and you become so much more effective when you follow these steps as far as, you know, calm, cool, collected, attitude, not aptitude determines altitude, and relax, recognize, resolve to be efficient and have that enthusiasm with the energy. You'll be overall effective in everything that you do. I hope that this was helpful to someone. And I really encourage you to find what it is that you need in life and make sure that you develop on it. This is my passion, to be able to, you know, make different things that can help individuals. And really, I love to come up with quotes. And one that's going through my mind, especially now with all the things that are going on in today's society with COVID-19, the loss of jobs, is they say it's better to give than receive. But the only giving I won't do is giving up. If you like this, please make sure to follow my podcast. I'm on Facebook as Sparrowism. I have a lot of motivational quotes on there, as well as, you know, different things as far as Instagram. I have a Tumblr account, too, with Sparrowism. So, again, I wish you all the best. I hope everyone is having a great day, and be blessed, not stressed. Thank you for your time today. And as I said, less than 15 minutes and we're out. Have a great one. Thank you. Bye.